WJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In college basketball last night, Paul Jespersen's putback with 39 seconds left in overtime gave Northern Iowa a 79-77 win over Stephen F. Austin that snapped the Lumberjacks' 34-game home winning streak. Five players scored in double figures for the Panthers, led by 15 from Marvin Singleton. Northern Iowa had to rally from 8 points down in the second half to force the overtime on Deion Mitchell's three-point play with 50 seconds left to knot the score at 70 apiece. After Jespersen's bucket, Thomas Walkup missed a three-pointer for the Lumberjacks, and Wes Washburn was fouled with 10 seconds left. He missed the second free throw, and the home team raced down the floor, only for Demetrius Floyd's floater in the lane to hit the back of the rim and bounce out. Walkup and Floyd led the Lumberjacks with 20 points each in that contest. The Panthers improved to 2-0 with that victory. Billy Garrett Jr. scored 15 points to lead five DePaul players in double figures, and the Blue Demons beat Drake 80-62 last night. Mike Henry had 13 points, Jimmy Crockett 12, Forrest Robinson had 11, and Darrell McDonald 10 for DePaul. Off to their first 2-0 start since the 2011-12 season, the Blue Demons had a good night shooting, making 27 of 49 field goal attempts for 55%. They were 9 of 20 from the three-point line and 17 of 21 from the free throw line. They also out-rebounded the Bulldogs by 7. The Bulldogs were led by Chris Caird, who scored 19 points, and Jordan Daniels, who had 17, as they fall to 0-2 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 1 Kentucky was a winner as they knocked off number 5 Kansas 72-40. It was 4th rated Duke over 19th ranked Michigan State 81-71. 9th rated Virginia beats South Carolina State 75-55. 11th rated Wichita State over Memphis 71-56. Number 15 VCU beat Toledo 87-78. 16th rated San Diego State topping number 25 Utah 53-49. Number 20 Ohio State beat Marquette 74-63. 21st rated Nebraska over Central Arkansas 82-56. The Iowa State women's basketball team defeated the Drake Bulldogs in Hilton Coliseum last night 84-67. Senior Nikki Moody led the Cyclones with a double-double with 18 points and 12 assists. That win was the team's fifth straight against Drake, coming on double-digit scoring efforts from Moody, along with Bryn Williamson and Emily Durr, who had 14 points each, and Jada Buckley had 13. Drake had four players in double figures, led by Caitlin Engel with 17 points. Cyclones jumped out to a 45-21 halftime edge as they held Drake to just 21% shooting in the first half of that victory. An Iowa defense that has struggled at times to stop the run will need to be at its best Saturday when the Hawkeyes host a Wisconsin team that's averaging 39 points and 356 yards of rushing in Big Ten play.
It's going to take our best football. You know, we're going to have to play really well at all 11 positions because, you know, just go back to the Pitt game. The first half, we didn't do that, and that ball came squirting out of there a bunch. And second half, we did a better job. So, you know, we need to pick up where that one left off, but it's easier said than done.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The focus will be on Badger running back Melvin Gordon, who set an FBS single-game record of 408 yards in Wisconsin's blowout win over Nebraska. Ferentz said the Hawkeyes' secondary will need to be sure tacklers to prevent big plays.
If you gain 400 yards, that tells you there have been some missed tackles, but I say missed tackles or broken tackles is probably a better way. You know, you're not going to bring them down at the shoestring deal. You got to really, so everybody's going to have to really tackle well this week, and the more guys we can get to them, the better, but that's easier said than done.
Well, Gordon, who originally committed to Iowa out of high school, is a very special player, and Ferentz talks about some of the keys that make him so special.
You know, he's got a phenomenal skill set, but you can just see on film he's got personality. He's a really enthusiastic, energetic player, and very strong-willed. So he's got all those attributes, and he's been able to stay healthy too, that's no easy trick for a running back sometimes.
Well, Ferentz says the Iowa-Wisconsin series is based more on respect than some of the other border rivalries. Now, while Wisconsin's running game gets most of the attention, the Badgers also have the Big Ten's top-ranked defense. Farron says the Badgers made a smooth transition to their 3-4 set. In just the last two games, Gordon has rushed for 613 yards, and Wisconsin coach Gary Anderson says the Badgers need to find a way to block Iowa defensive tackles Carl Davis and Louis Trinka-Passat.
He's a special, special young man, and the way the things he does on the football field, you know, I've never seen in person, live, really anything like it. Many, many times when he gets the ball, it's pretty amazing.
Well, that was Anderson talking about Gordon. As far as Carl Davis and Trinka-Passat go,
the defense plays right to their strengths, and the way they're coached plays right to their strengths. The way they fight pressure, hands-on, they know where they're going, they get knockback, they create confusion because of the knockback that they're able to get within the line of scrimmage at times and hold a point on double teams and let linebackers flow. So you got to know where they're at every single snap, and you know, they're two of the best in this conference, that's for sure.
Well, Wisconsin can lock up the Big Ten West Division title with a win and a Nebraska victory over Minnesota. Iowa still has a shot at the Big Ten West Division title with a win on Saturday as well. We'll have that game for you on Saturday afternoon. It's a 12:30 pregame start. 2:30 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, the tide has turned in the latest college football playoff ranking. Alabama has moved from fifth to first with Saturday's 25-20 win over Mississippi State, which fell from first to fourth. Alabama's won five in a row since a 23-17 loss to Mississippi on October 4th. Oregon is second this week. Undefeated Florida State is third. TCU is fifth. And then Ohio State is sixth. Well, the Minnesota Vikings will be without their star running back for at least the rest of this season. That's after the NFL suspended Adrian Peterson without pay. The players' union quickly announced an immediate appeal as the Vikings' running back remained at the center of an escalating dispute between the league and the NFL Players Association over the player discipline process. Commissioner Roger Goodell told Peterson he will not be considered for reinstatement before April 15th for his violation of the NFL personal conduct policy, the first example of a crackdown on players involved with domestic violence. Peterson pleaded no contest November 4th to misdemeanor reckless assault in Texas for injuries to his 4-year-old son with a wooden switch. He said he intended no harm, only discipline. In baseball news, Giancarlo Stanton will make just $6.5 million in the first year of his record $325 million 13-year contract with the Miami Marlins, but it gets way bigger after that. The All-Star outfielder will earn $107 million over the first six seasons of the deal. That's according to contract information obtained by the Associated Press. If he declines to opt out of the contract after the 2020 World Series, then he's scheduled to get $29 million apiece in 2021 and 22, $32 million in each of the following three seasons, before his salary drops to $29 million in 2026 and $25 million in 2027. And also in baseball news, a person with knowledge of the negotiation says free agent designated hitter Billy Butler and the Oakland Athletics have agreed to a $30 million 3-year contract. That person spoke anonymously Tuesday night because the A's had not announced the deal, their typical practice until a new player passes a physical. Butler would provide a right-handed bat with power who can also play first base. Butler helped the Kansas City Royals reach the World Series last month after a 29-year playoff drought. In the postseason opener, they rallied late to eliminate Oakland in the AL wildcard game. After losing to San Francisco in seven games, the Royals declined their $12.5 million option on Butler for next season, making the 2012 All-Star free agent for the first time in his 8-year career. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.